Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
You know, it's kind of crazy how the news slows down for a long period of time and then it speeds up like rapid fire. I just finished editing a video on Tiffany A. Henyard, the super mayor, one of the most corrupt and cartoonishly corrupt politicians in the United States of America. And as I'm working on that video, it drops that the local news who has been following this story since day one has discovered that the FBI has launched an investigation against her, or at least that's what it looks like. Now, I want to get into this. I want to talk about what this is all about. But before I do, thank you to everybody who supports this channel via actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And thank you to the podcast listeners, Spotify, Apple, and Google's podcasting platform.
Fox 32 has information indicating the FBI has launched an investigation into controversial Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard.
So I have to be honest for you guys out there in the audience, this is the ultimate monkey's paw wish. I had been hoping in every video that I covered related to Tiffany A. Henyard, the super mayor, that she would face consequences, that there was enough justice left in our justice system for her to be investigated for the ways that she's been misappropriating taxpayer funds. But to be honest, I'm gonna be really sad when they arrest her and we don't see any of her antics for a while because she's been such a hit for this channel. So for me, this hurts. Tiffany Henyard's corruption is bad for Dalton, bad for Thornton Township, bad for America. But for me and those of us who are following this story, covering it and sharing it with you, and for those of you who find this entertaining, it's actually kind of bad. Let's hope for a lengthy trial that is all videotaped because this is a pretty devastating news for the channel, but good news for the United States of America.
Now we've learned from multiple sources that federal agents are in fact interviewing witnesses as part of a possible investigation that may or may not result in charges.
So yes, it is in fact true. There are about 6 people that confirm with the local news that they have spoken to the FBI specifically about Henyard. If you guys have followed my playlist on this particular person, you'll actually recognize some of the faces of the people that are making those complaints, that are asking the FBI to investigate, some of the people that were wronged by the super mayor, and it looks like even Tiffany Henyard has revealed that the FBI is looking into what she's doing, even though she's too dumb to realize the implications of what she said.
Y'all do pay to play, but yet y'all point fingers at other people. Stop. I'm sick of it. Trustee House, you've been picked up by the feds, right? The FBI got you at the U.S. bank building, right? They came and seized your computer and everything, right? But you won't tell the people that.
So that clip actually comes from the February 5th regular board meeting, as it's titled on YouTube, with the Village of Dalton, the trustees, and Tiffany Henyard. And you see right there, she tries to imply that the person that's coming after her is meeting with the FBI, has stuff seized by the FBI. And by the way, this was a part of about a 45-minute unhinged rant by Henyard.
Y'all got prostitute rings. Y'all got car rings on y'all block. Dogs, stolen dogs on your block. Brittany Norwood, 2 doors from you, and you don't even know it? Come on. But you live here. Y'all stop with the nonsense.
And in reality, in actuality, it looks like they're actually investigating her. I definitely recommend that you guys watch this whole video. I decided to stop using the news clips as much and go directly to the source. And it's about at the 2-hour mark where things really break down.
Trustee Belcher, you and your friend, you and your boss right here, everybody. Everybody want to come muscle me, and they mad because I won't go. I'm tired of it. Stop with the mess. It's time out for that. Told you, you want the seat, you run. You run for it. But don't put lies on our community. Don't put lies on my name. when all I've been doing is working. But what y'all got to say about what y'all been doing? Stop. I'm tired of it.
And by the way, yes, this is the same meeting where Tiffany Henyard says that the people that are attacking her are race traitors, they're black, and they should support her because she's a black woman in power.
And that's what I'm tired of. We got to sit here and do these speeches every board meeting, being here to 10, 11 o'clock at night, ain't even got to the agenda. Because everybody want to say they look sideways stuff, and then now we got to sit and try to remember what y'all saying and then say something back just to tell the residents or show them that we are doing what's right. Because y'all got false narratives out there, and y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman that's in power. Y'all should be ashamed of y'allselves. All the stuff that y'all did to get people to come to our community, to just diss and down our community, shame on y'all.
Among many, many, many other unhinged clips that I will be sprinkling in just for flavor throughout the course of this video. But let's hear from one of the people that filed the FBI complaint. And if you'll remember my first video on Henyard, you'll probably recognize him.
Did the FBI agents you talked to seem serious about?
Yes, very serious concerns. Very, very serious. Very.
Lawrence Gardner owns a U-Haul rental and trucking business in South Suburban Dalton and says he went to the FBI several months ago, frustrated that the village of Dalton would not renew his business license.
So if you guys will remember, we actually did a whole entire video on Tiffany Henyard retaliating against people that didn't contribute to her politically, that didn't support her, that happened to have events that had nothing to do with supporting or being against Henyard, but they coincided with when she wanted to run an event, and this guy was one of them. The police had broken into his place. They denied doing so, by the way, even though they were caught on surveillance video. They had cut his locks. They were harassing him. They actually shut down multiple portions of his business. He actually had a couple of different places of business in the village of Dalton. And eventually, this all culminated with Tiffany Henyard denying him his business license completely without cause. And again, this was all due to the fact that he refused to contribute to an event that Henyard was running. And to be honest, of all the different crimes that Tiffany Henyard is potentially being investigated for, this might be among the least of it, but it just goes to show you how petty and insane this person is. And again, considering she's talking about how everybody aligned with her enemies is secretly snitching on them to her.
It's fighting since I became mayor in the village of Dalton. I never thought in a million years that my team, the team that I ran with, including Allison Key for the clerk, would sit here and turn on me the way y'all did, right, what, a week, 2 weeks into taking office. That showed me that you guys would have been planning, plotting, meeting. People already been snitching on y'all this entire time. It's sad.
You understand that she's got some significant problems.
Gardner says he's been harassed and his business raided and shut down by Dalton police. He believes because he refused to make a donation to a civic event sponsored by Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard.
And I talked to a couple of agents, and I explained them what was going on. I gave them all my paperwork to show them what was happening in court and what was happening in Dalton. And they told me they was investigating and they would be in touch with me.
Look, all joking aside about how much I benefited from covering the super mayor on this channel in terms of viewership, revenue, and all that, she's got to go. They got to get rid of her. They got to take her out of office because I'm starting to recall all the things that she just did to this man, and it's untenable. On top of that, if you notice, his business that didn't get its license renewed is a U-Haul business. So Henyard is actually trapping people in the village of Dalton because they can't get U-Hauls to move out of town in order to get away from this crazy person. And before you guys say they voted for her, that is true. They did vote for her in her initial election. But let us be clear, they actually voted her out in a recall. However, the recall was nerfed by a judge who said that they did improper procedure to have that recall election.
Gardner is one of six people who confirmed to Fox 32 that they've been interviewed by the FBI, ranging from Dalton business owners to a former village employee and at least one public official.
Now, they say that among the group of people who are speaking to the FBI, one of them is a former village employee, and I guess, and I would hope, maybe it's possible that it is the woman that we covered in the previous video that accused Tiffany A. Henyard of sending people to shoot up her home, and yes, we have video of that.
Thank you.
by the way, thanks to Nate the lawyer, we actually have video of Henyard harassing her at her home, saying that she's showing up to shovel her snow, even though she's a hater, and she needs to learn a lesson about who she's hating on, because Tiffany Henyard is the only one doing work in Dalton in this unhinged rant.
Hey guys, it's Mayor Tiffany Henyard, and this is what it looks like when you pull up on your haters. Yeah, let me show you what I'm about to do. See this? Everyone needs help. Just remember that. Watch how you treat people, because you never know when you need the help, okay? But guess what? I am there for all my haters. It doesn't matter, because I'm the mayor of all of Dalton. The good, the bad, the ugly, and even the hateful. I am your mayor. So, here we go. Let's go. Got my crew. See this? Look, we're going to go and help. Coming down the aisle. Yes, Lord. This is what we do. I thank you all for all your support, all your love, commitment. And I am here to shovel people out, as always. We have... Hello? No problem. I'm like, oh, you call me? Oh, no. So we have... Hey, same to you. We have Valerie Stubbs, look. And I'm helping her get out of her... garage.
But if I'm being perfectly honest, there are a great number of former Dalton employees that could be among these people that are talking to the FBI, the former police chief, who was dismissed because he didn't want to go along and get along with Tiffany Henyard buying off the police department with her insane security detail and her ridiculous amounts of overtime. It could be the accountant person that was working there that complained about Tiffany Henyard spending and not producing receipts and demanding reimbursement, who Henyard locked out of her office and didn't want to even let her do her job, even though this is the person that is supposed to be overseeing the purchases. It could be so many people in Dalton that are this former employee, because she's fired people without the approval of the board. She's hired people without the approval of the board. There's so many different things that have gone wrong with this woman that it's just unknowable at this moment in time. And again, we only have those speculative titles slash identities for three people. As far as the current...
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Person that is working there, the current member of the Board of Trustees. Again, there's so many people. If it's in the Thornton Township, it's probably the one guy in opposition, but it could be a bunch of people working in the village of Dalton.
And we've learned the FBI has been using electronic surveillance as part of its investigation. Agents are asking questions about Henyard's alleged use of taxpayer dollars and resources, including massive spending on out-of-town trips, hundreds of thousands of dollars in police overtime for her personal security detail, using public employees and tax dollars for personal benefit.
So yeah, the security detail thing is absolutely insane. She has all of these people protecting her 24/7 because she's the most important person in the city of Dalton. Right there, by the way, they were giving out cases of water on a hot summer day. But if you look at all of those employees who are being paid to do so, you realize how much money she's wasting in order to give people $5 to $8 worth of bottled water. But the overtime for the police is where it's really at, because they get paid in 2-week increments. There should be normally, without any overtime, 80 hours in those 2-week increments, full-time work. But Tiffany Henyard's overtime people routinely bill over 150 hours.
The officers are paid every 2 weeks, which without overtime is 80 hours. But when they're put on Henyard's detail, that 80 hours balloons to well over 100 hours, sometimes 200 hours.
200 hours. And at one point in time, one of them actually billed 303 hours with work and overtime.
And in the case of Officer Terry Young last May, 303 hours worked over a 2-week period. That resulted in a single paycheck of more than $13,000.
How? How does a person put in a 2-week pay period, 303 hours? That's impossible.
hours.
That's impossible.
336
hours. Does he never go to sleep?
In fact, there are 336 hours total in 2 weeks, meaning Young was not being paid for only 33 hours over that period.
Now, the mayor of Dalton is a part-time position, yet she spends $1 million more on her security than any of her predecessors, and this is at the same time that this small area of only 20,000 people, with the average income being $25,000, happens to be $7 million in debt. And by the way, when she came into office, they had a $2 million surplus. So this is Henyard's debt right here. And by the way, she's also driven the Thornton Township into $5 million in debt. So this woman is unbelievable.
In yet another shock to Village of Dalton trustees, a letter falling on their desks dated February 14th, representatives from Kansas State Bank threatening to repossess 13 Village vehicles, saying more than $76,000 is overdue and climbing.
The Board of Trustees approved payment in May of 2023.
But where that loan payment went that was due 9 months ago is anyone's guess.
Also, I want to remind you guys that even though she's overpaying for police protection to the tune of $1 million, they're still going to get 6 vehicles of their fleet, 13 Village of Dalton vehicles total, repossessed by a bank, because even though the Board of Trustees appropriated the money to be paid to the bank, Tiffany Henyard apparently just did not pay the bill. So you're going to have police cars repossessed at the same time that you're overspending on this end in terms of the police, and at the same time that she's taking all these lavish vacations, including vacations in a 3-month period where she stayed at the Four Seasons in Atlanta, Georgia, and racked up through first class tickets and 5-star hotels, something like $65,000 worth of trips.
And holding up licenses to certain businesses, like this Dalton restaurant.
I've heard rumors to say, hey, I'm on the wrong team.
Dwayne Wood has been trying to renew the business license for his restaurant for nearly a year. While he has not talked to the FBI, he believes he can't get approved because he's provided catering to several Dalton trustees who are engaged in a political fight with Henyard.
I think I've been just targeted because of my association affiliation with a certain group of people. You know, I had the trustees. I've cooked for the trustees.
Just think about how insane this is. Tiffany Henyard, this absolute thug, this absolute monster, is blocking this guy who's been doing business in Dalton from getting his business license for well over a year at this point in time, and he has heard through some back channels that the reason behind this is because he did catering for an event that her political rivals were holding. So Henyard, being the petty monster that she is, decides to block him from being able to do business, because if you don't obey her, if you don't contribute to her events, then you're going to get shut down. And again, she's bought off the police with all this overtime, replaced the good police chief with her puppet, so it's actually working, at least until hopefully the FBI busts her up.
And in a lawsuit filed by a Dalton towing company, the owner alleges their business license has been held up because, quote, Georgia's Towing's refusal to support or contribute to Henyard's political campaign.
And then we have a third business that's actually suing over this, so they're actually willing to say in court that they're not getting their business license. This is a towing company, because they refuse to contribute to support Tiffany Henyard's campaign. It's insane. It's crazy. We're talking cartoonish levels of corruption going on here, and has been going on for a long time. So yes, it is fantastic news that the FBI appears to be looking into this. That being said, to be perfectly honest, there's so much stuff related to Henyard. I had to skip doing the recap anymore because it would take so much of the video. Go look at the playlist I have linked in the description, that I can't wait to read if there are any indictments. All the stuff that's in there, a DOJ report on everything she did when they actually have surveillance of what she did, would be amazing. The local news has been doing a great job. Nate, the lawyer, who was the Leif Erickson to my Christopher Columbus on this story, doing a great job. Greg Foreman, Black Conservative Perspective, he's been on this. All three of us, before this was a national media story, have been going in and digging into this and relying on the local reporting. So I think there's some credit that is, in fact, due for this getting that national attention. That being said, it's not over. It's never over. The super mayor will live on. She's gonna fight back. She's gonna spend even more taxpayer money. And remember, her strategy to avoid getting any criticism thus far was to block the public from being able to see how she's spending the money. So I can't wait for us to see the FBI reports from their electronic surveillance on how she was spending it when she thought nobody else would be able to see those transactions. actions because she was so bold buying $4,000 first class tickets when it was revealed to the public.
Township taxpayers also spent money on the Vegas trip, on everything from steak dinners to hotels, and $3,741 just on Henyard's round trip flight.
Just imagine what she was doing when she thought she was going to be able to get away with it.
In a statement, Dalton trustee Jason House reacted to the news of the FBI's involvement. We welcome any investigation that will bring transparency on how taxpayer dollars are being spent. Our residents deserve this level of financial transparency.
Now, House, of course, is one of the people that Tiffany Henyard accuses of betraying her and stabbing her in the back because he previously endorsed her. And that is, in fact, true. He did, in fact, endorse her. But nobody could have possibly imagined how bad this woman would actually be. Like, we knew, or they didn't know at the time, but we know now that she's actually a criminal. She was arrested in Chicago for breaking into cars. But even that pales into comparison to the level of criminality that she's operating under right now. But there's one fascinating fact related to Tiffany Henyard that I find so interesting. It's not the most corrupt thing that she did or anything like that, but it just shows a lack of care for the taxpayer, for the tax dollar, which, by the way, she says everything she does is for the people and to show them how much they love on them.
I'm sick and tired of y'all not doing y'all job. Name one ordinance that y'all did that benefited the people. One. Y'all can't name one, right? Because every ordinance y'all ever made was beneficial to you guys as trustees, to y'all attorneys, to y'all. But nothing for the people. But everything we do for the people. But we under attack. We getting scrutinized in the media. For what? Loving on the people? Showing them that they matter to us? We going through the fires for y'all. We. Us. Me and my administration. So don't y'all ever talk to them like that. Don't y'all ever tell them that they was told what to say. Because they don't. They got minds of themselves. And they all educated up here. All of them got degrees. Stop it. Stop with the disrespect. We going to end that right now. Stop. We elected. Not them.
And that is this clip released by the Village of Dalton where she is being questioned on leasing a Chevy Tahoe that's MSRP is $93,000 and Henyard somehow was paying $55,000 extra in interest in order to lease this vehicle.
I sat here and looked at a lease that y'all spent $149,000 for one of them trucks. You make absolute, that's like when you're 19 years old and you go get a car and the interest rate 27%. That makes absolutely no sense. You're please not making facts. Great finance. Excuse me?
Please state facts.
But let me tell you, here it is, dated December 27, 2022. The cash price of a 2023 Chevy Tahoe, $93,216.71. Interest and APR, $55,929.49.
And this was compared to a 19-year-old signing a car note without realizing how absurd the interest rate actually is.
Total lease price, $149,146.20. Tell me if it's not facts, because your signature is all on it.
I don't see that.
But in reality, when you're going to have your police cars repossessed due to the fact that you're missing a $75,000 payment, and you look at how she paid $55,000 more for a freaking Chevy Tahoe, this is one of the best examples of how little she gives a damn about the taxpayer. And I would not be surprised because of the amount of money extra that is being paid for this particular situation if there was some connection between her and the Chevy dealer that leased her this car. Because again, she promised the city of Dalton would pay over half the value of the vehicle in interest and fees in order to have the vehicle. It's insane. It's asinine. And this woman deserves some consequences. This woman deserves to be in jail. I cannot wait for her trial. I hope she defends herself. I hope she gives press conferences and all that. I'm hoping she's as arrogant and as crazy as the evidence is shown right now, because this would be wonderful for all of us to see. But you know what? Those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like this video, then show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social medias, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the FBI looking into Tiffany A. Henyard, the super mayor. Till next time.